When New Balance tweeted praise for some of President Trump's trade policies, a white supremacist declared New Balance the official shoes of white people. When a disgruntled employee fills her social media with disparaging labor accusations, firms like Comcore Consulting say, pity the company that's not prepared. What Comcore does is gather company employees in a war room and design a fake crisis for them to react to, and then they fan the flames as employees sweat, swear, and struggle through. Dale Weiss is senior vice president at Comcore. He helped design the company's pressure test simulation training. Dale, you ran a simulation for the New York Times, gave them a fake scenario in which one of their investors was a polluter. Then you hammered them with, what, fake phone calls, even news reports on the TV?
Yeah, and it's more than just the hammering part, and that certainly is innovative. It's really for companies and organizations to understand that they can be in the bullseye by doing absolutely nothing wrong. And typically, if you don't really plan ahead and have an idea of what you're going to do, how the team is going to work it, the crisis can overtake you pretty quickly.
Right. So we understand that you sometimes wake up in the middle of the night with simulation ideas, things that you can torture companies with during these sessions. Give us some examples.
Well, I do wake up at 2 in the morning for that. It's the notepad next to the next to the desk that where I think of most of it. Phone calls, knocking on doors, ambush interviews, fake news reports happening, change.org petitions rolling, and all kinds of other activist activity happening on social media. We wouldn't necessarily go to a manufacturer and say, okay, we're going to do a product recall or a strike. They're probably pretty good at that. Mm-hmm. But we compound things, as you said, with disgruntled employees, with things that can happen so quickly unless they get ahead of it. I'll give you an example. In 2011, we worked with an automotive company and actually started simulating the problems of telematics, and you know how cars can talk to other cars and how that can get hacked. And when we did it, they go, oh, no, that could never be. And then obviously 6 months later, things started to happen. Articles were written. And then we have seen instances of hackers going into the telematics of automobiles and having it do things. In a crisis, we like to talk about the three Fs, which is being fast, flexible, and factual. In the middle of it, it can be hard to get ahead. So often, companies get stalled and bogged down on how to even release a simple statement. And before you know it, social media, which works at the speed of light, can get so far ahead of you that it's hard to catch up.
We hear that traditionally, companies are advised by lawyers, don't even acknowledge it. You say what?
We love it when the lawyers are in the room actually being part of the drill because they can see how out of control things get and they can see that speed is important in trying to get your message out because there's the emergency part of it and there's the communications part of it. You can have a newspaper, and the way we worked one scenario was there was an international steel company that was called a big polluter. The way the newspaper is involved is they're a publicly traded company. Their second largest institutional investor just bought a controlling interest in this particular steel company that is alleged to be a large polluter. Now what you have is activist groups putting the two together and saying, hey, the newspaper should divest out of this and not let this institutional company invest in them. Well, the newspaper has no control over that. And before you know it, you have all kinds of social media that are saying you're supposed to be so credible, but yet you are indirectly and directly involved in this large polluter. That's just how it can begin.
Talk about what happens around that table while you're, you know, assaulting these executives and, you know, these people from a company with the attacks from the outside, social media, news reporters. How are they talking about solving it?
Typically, they're discussing. It takes too long.
Right.
Legal steps in and starts talking about, well, we can't have any liability. We can't admit to anything here. The speed of social media is the speed of light. And they get behind the curb.
Right.
And when they start getting themselves organized, and it usually takes about halfway through the scenario, they start to delegate. They start to move faster. They start to get information out. They identify the types of channels. It's not just creating a statement, but are you going to send it on your Twitter page? Do you have a dark site? Do you want to create a fast YouTube message? All of these things happen, and they start happening quickly. Important to know in a simulation, though, especially, there typically is not a winner or a loser. It enables them to understand the process better and allows them to react quicker when the crisis eventually does happen.
The New York Times reporter who went through this simulation with you talks about feeling completely out of control, hands sweating, you know, heart pounding, realizing that at the end of the simulation, I think the paper like goes under or something. They lose such control over the situation. I'm guessing you see some people unravel pretty quickly.
People do unravel. Sometimes we'll see organizations saying, "Yeah, we're really good at this. We got this. No problem. But we should do this anyway." And then they see they don't have this correctly. And sometimes, actually, when we create these simulations, they over-respond. They make the situation worse before it gets worse.
Dale Weiss, you've been described as being gleeful as you think up these scenarios for companies to go through in these sessions.
Let's call it creative.
Okay.
Just, I like to push the envelope in ways that they don't expect.
Well, that's life. Dale Weiss, Senior Vice President at Comcor Consulting, a firm that runs crisis simulation events for corporations to help prepare them for damage control for situations they can't even imagine. Dale, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.